Now, according to today's Irish Independent, householders will have to pay a flat charge of up to €100 when water charges are introduced. The standing charge will be designed to cover the cost of the meter, providing the supply and for customer services. Fionnán Sheehan, Group Political Editor of the Independent Newspapers, is on the line now. Fionnán, good morning and thanks for joining us. Where did you get the information? How firm is the information? I'm sure you heard Pat Rabbitt questioning it there earlier on in Morning Ireland. Just give me your story, if you like, first.
Well, the Irish Water have made a submission to the Commission for Energy Regulation, who will be the ones deciding upon the pricing structure around the introduction of water charges in October of this year. You'll be charged water and the first bills will start dropping in January. The Irish Water submission sets out the structure as they see the system operating, as opposed to the individual pricing per unit of water to be supplied, or what sort of free water allowance should be provided or anything like that. So they go into things like how will people pay their bills. They give a wide variety of options, and they also express their strong view that there has to be a rather large standing charge attached to bills. Now, standing charges are fairly normal on any utility bills, be it ESB, Bord Gáis, or any of your telephone companies. You'll see you're basically paying a charge for being provided with the service before you actually use it. And in this case, Irish Water's argument is that they need the standing charge to be about 33% of what the average bill will be. So they're basically saying to the Commission for Energy Regulation, who will decide upon the price, we need the standing charge to be around about one-third of what people will pay. So the standing charge is expected to be a fixed fee, but on average it should work out around about €100, given that we're expecting that the average household is going to end up paying about €300 per annum in water charges, even though you're supposed to get a free allowance, which is supposed to cover your basic requirements.
Well, as you say, this is the submission on behalf of Irish Water. That 33% rate of a standing charge, it's fairly high, isn't it, in international comparison terms?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have other examples as low as 10%. As you say, you're actually providing the service to the household. So whether there's anybody living in the house or not during a particular three-month period, the supply still has to be provided. Any maintenance needs to be carried out. The customer service end of it in terms of measuring the amounts of water that is used, and billing for that has to be done as well, whether any of the resource is being used or not. So in this case, it would appear, 33%, quite high. One of the reasons that we're attributing to this is basically because it'll give Irish Water a guaranteed revenue stream. They're going to have to go to the international markets to borrow money to update the infrastructure. And by being able to go to the markets and say, well, here's our guaranteed revenue stream, irrespective of how much of the utility that people are actually using, we're going to get in this amount of money every year. That will obviously help their case.
And Fionnán, why is it a problem that they may be looking for a high percentage of a standing charge? I mean, if the average bill is going to be about €300, does it really matter whether the first €100 is paid in a standing charge or in, you know, a pro rata basis?
Yeah, well, it's quite high by international standards, but B, it does actually mitigate against conservation. And you can say that, you know, that's a psychological effect, but that's how consumer habits are shaped. They're often psychological. People will look at their bill. They could be conserving water to beat the ban, but yet the standing charge will be the same. And the water conservation end will really only come in on the latter two-thirds of the bill. So it's just it acts as a disincentive to conserve water, and that is the experience elsewhere. We're already going to have a situation where a number of people, it's not going to be possible to fix their houses with water meters, so they're going to have a fixed assessed charge attached to them. Obviously, there'll be no incentives there. So obviously, the main focus from a water conservation level perspective will be on those who have meters, and to show to them that the manner in which you go about your business in terms of your utilization of water, in be it washing or drinking water or showers versus baths, number of times you use the washing machine, whether you use the eco-friendly switch on the dishwasher, and so on and so forth, that will actually have an impact upon your bill. And if you see that a third of the cost is fixed anyway, regardless of what you do, that does actually act as a disincentive.
Okay, well, listen, Fionnán Sheehan, thanks very much for joining us with those details this morning.